Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Busy, busy day around here. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. You have Devontae Adams and the Raiders could be headed towards a divorce. We are trying to find the next landing spot for Devontae Adams. We have our thoughts on that. We also have a Steelers quarterback situation, which is one that's worth monitoring as Russell Wilson may be amping things back up. Are you all right over there? What's going on?
We have a major issue.
What is happening with you?
So,
did you just spill something?
No.
Oh, yeah, you did. Wait, did you?
No, my earbuds just got caught up in my chair. I can't get it out.
That's it. No headphones for you?
Well, no headphones, which wouldn't be a problem, except we're doing a cast-wide show. No, because I can hear you, which is the most important thing. So I'd be happy to talk about Devontae Adams, but I know we're about to do the great debate.
Yes, we are.
So I want to hear the other people's choices.
I swear, sometimes it's like doing a show with Kramer.
There's a lot of that.
Like, how? I expect you to just barrel through. Now EJ is in here. Now I got to do play-by-play. Now EJ is in the studio,
Nico,
unraveling Perloff's headphones from the chair, the wheel of the chair. Bogus, you're more of a play-by-play guy. You want to jump in on this?
He got
it out.
Oh, that was easy.
Free.
Okay, it's over. EJ's going to hobble out.
Well, I want to be careful. I didn't want to rip it because if I ripped off the end of the headphone, then I wouldn't be able to hear the great choices for our great debate.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Can I ask you something just about your day-to-day, Pearl?
Yeah. How do you get through it?
It's a version of that. But specifically, and I'm worried about you a little bit. You're not a clumsy person. You're actually a very good athlete. We see you playing basketball all the time. You put it on your social media, only the makes.
Sounds like a dig, but go ahead.
No, you play basketball. You land at the doctors half the time, but you are a good athlete. You played basketball at Dartmouth on the JV team.
Yeah.
You're the best athlete in the room.
A guy said to me the other day, the fall basketball season hasn't started until Perloff gets injured. And I got injured in week one.
I know, but it's always like a pinky finger or a toe. It's thankfully, knock on wood, it's nothing major.
You could, a grade 2 sprain of the MCL is nothing major, Maggie?
Well, that was you skiing. It's just like, all bets are off with you on skis. But this is the funny part. So if you've ever visited New York City or you think about New York City, there's just a lot of perils on the sidewalk. Like you can fall into things. There's like a lot of, what do you call those where it's like a trap door that's like on the sidewalk where restaurants and stuff put their... Right. Like it's storage underneath. What I'm trying to say here. There's storage underneath a lot of buildings,
so
especially restaurants.
Attention.
You have to be paying attention because these sort of trap doors open all the time as people are unloading and loading things from trucks. How do you not fall into one of those like daily?
Well, my anxiety over those doors, like I'm one of those people who is just like, will not walk anywhere near those things.
But you're on your phone all the time. Like you're always kind of losing stuff.
But if you live in New York and you know those trap doors, like there's certain people, like I avoid them like the plague. I see them from a mile away and start planning my walk around those things because I'm afraid that's how I'm going to die.
Yeah, I'm worried for you.
Oh, I would say...
Because again, you're not clumsy necessarily, but sometimes you do give off like a little bit of a Kramer vibe there. And I do it too sometimes, but your headphones getting caught in the chair.
I totally know what you mean. It's like little things like that. But I would say on the street, I'm not one of those jerks who's looking at his phone and walks into the bike lane.
Okay, good for you.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
I'm also too, like, I'm the one person more than any of you who's driven around the city. Like,
yes, your head is up on a swivel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like I navigate the city pretty well. I know what you mean. It's more the office stuff that really gets me, like spilling this coffee right here. There's 65% chance it will be spilled.
And somehow we'll get all over everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Hopefully not my computer. No, that's accurate. But I'm actually a pretty safe walker because, you know, I have kids too.
Yeah, got to be careful.
And I'm sadly a bit of an umbrella parent.
Well, it's all
right. Yeah. It's not great. They don't appreciate it. They're like, Dad, I'm looking at the traffic. Anyway, no, you're right. But I don't even know how we got here. My headphones are fine. Bogus, you came in here expecting a total tragedy, and it wasn't that bad.
I expected nothing. I walked in, I saw you and the chair in the air, and EJ bent over. Prostates? I didn't know what was going on.
I mean, EJ tore two different tendons in his knee.
Over.
Come over and try to unhook that. Anyway, it's Wednesday. Let's do the great debate.
The Great Debate Series.
All right, we know this one's loosely based on the news, our great debate every Wednesday at this time. So in honor of Pete Rose passing away yesterday, 83, 2 days ago, the athlete who had the most hustle, who is the greatest grit player, right? The person who got way more maybe out of their career than they ever should have, somebody who personified what it meant to be a hustle player.
Yeah.
That is the great debate for today.
I need to go last.
Oh, you have to go last.
I have a curveball. A curveball that only makes sense after you guys make your obvious choices. I will win this debate at the end. I'm going to come in, swoop in with the right answer.
Oh, very confident for somebody who had his headphones wrapped around a chair leg 5 seconds ago. Well, then let's start on me, because sometimes you just don't reinvent the wheel, you know? You want to tell the story of an all-time hustle player, you go with Pete Rose. That is my selection. I don't care if it's too on the nose. This is the guy who deserves it. He played more games than anyone else in the history of baseball. We know that he got every ounce out of his career. Charlie Hustle started as a pejorative, something where he's, you know, eyewash, oh, you're running to first base on a walk. But he took it and he embodied it and he made it a positive. Now, sometimes Charlie Hustle went a little too hard. Like in the 1970 All-Star Game, 12th inning, a collision at home plate.
And right into the stretch. Looking back and throws up the middle. Rose is on his way around. Picked up by Otis. Rose is coming to the plate. Throws a throw. He's in. It's all over. The National League wins.
Yeah, didn't exactly tell the story with that call. Where basically barrels over Ray Fosse. It was a horrible collision, and it was one that probably should never happen in an exhibition game.
Maggie, you don't have to sell it. His name is Charlie Hustle.
Okay, got it. There we go. Pete Rose is my selection. Let's go to EJ.
Okay, so when we think about Hustle, Pete Rose is an excellent choice, but I want to go with a guy who is synonymous for when on the basketball court, laying it all on the line like this.
Kerr on the run. Rodman battling for the rebound, saving it in, and Kerr snatches it out of the air and drills it.
Now that's winning basketball. Those are the plays that Dennis Rodman does to make his team great. No other player in the game can do that play right now. Dives it to the stands, risks his body. Awesome.
Dennis Rodman, everybody knows the image. Dennis Rodman, full extension, leaping to the stands. That could have been in 1988. That could have been 1992. That could have been 1996, which I believe was the year that this happened. That is vintage Dennis Rodman saving a play, getting the Bulls another possession. Dennis Rodman, obviously, maybe the greatest rebounder ever. Only 6'7", 6'8". You want to talk about getting the most and just outworking guys on the court? Dennis Rodman did that on a regular basis, not to mention maybe the greatest defensive player of all time. Dennis Rodman, my pick for greatest hustle player.
Fantastic.
Pretty good.
I love it. It's a great selection. Not better than mine, but
you're so right. In San Antonio, he was that guy too.
Yep.
Yeah, towards the very, I feel like the only downside to him is all the other stuff off the court. Like,
I mean,
like,
I just picked Pete Rose.
Yeah, yeah.
But, is that jail.
But you don't think of a guy who's getting married to Carmen Electra on MTV as like a hustle guy, but that's his entire game.
Yeah, or a guy wearing wedding dresses.
Yeah, right, right.
Hustle
yeah.
guy, but this guy, I mean.
His game was different than his personality. His game was pure grit.
And I think some of that stuff was also to get in guys' heads, too. Because
yeah.
it was like,
yeah.
I'm getting beat by a guy who was, again, in a wedding dress yesterday. Like, what? Or was that a wrestling event? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Just a maniac. The worm.
The greatest hustle player of all time. That's the great debate. Nico, who's your pick?
So when I think of effort, I think of players that can really just do it all. And that's what I think of when I think of Troy Polamalu.
Flacco in the shotgun, drops a throw, throws over the middle, intercepted by Polamalu at the 40 near side, 35 at the 30. He's at the 25 running to his right side. He's picking up some free space on the far side at the 20, 15, 10, 5. He's in, touchdown. Whoa! Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl.
His famous pick six against the Baltimore Ravens in the 2008 AFC Championship game, and the hair was flowing when he's running down the sidelines to send the Steelers to the Super Bowl.
It's a great pick. Troy Polamalu inspired Nico. I like it. Andrew Bogush.
This is a tough one to figure out. My first thought for some reason yesterday was Matthew Dellavedova.
Sure.
But I wanted to find somebody
who... Put himself in the hospital.
Right. But I wanted to find somebody who was a good player and hustled. And Dellavedova was a good player, but he was not a great, great player. A guy that simultaneously had the stats, also willing to sacrifice a prostate or other internal organ for his team. So I landed on a baseball player, very good player, but he was small in stature, so we had to play tough and smart.
There goes Pedroia. Ortiz takes the throw to second base. Safe. And taken off for third is Pedroia. He'll get there. Nobody covered the bag. The shift was on. Heads up, base running for Dustin Pedroia.
Heart and soul of those Red Sox teams. Dustin Pedroia, second baseman, tiny guy, played hard, played smart, played well.
It's great. I was just thinking that funny story where Big Poppy like didn't know his name. He thought his name was like Pee-wee or something.
He thought his name was Petey because that was his nickname. And he thought that was his first name. So when I'm trying to remember what it was, Ortiz's jersey ceremony or something,
yeah.
They introduced Dustin Pedroia. And he was like,
who's that?
Yeah.
No.
He's like, I hit in front of you for like 5 years. They announced my name. Yeah. Anyway, that's a great one. All right. Now, Perloff's making big claims. We're asking who is the greatest hustle player of all time. It's our great debate. Perloff wants to go last because he said we'll all go and then he'll give the correct answer. Now the floor is yours.
I don't even want to pick a player. I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you about an undersized kid out of Joliet, Illinois. I want to tell you about someone who they said would never make it. But through hustle, through hard work, through befriending a janitor, apparently, through getting to know John Favreau, his tutor, Rudy Rudinger was the greatest hustle player ever. Daniel Eugene Rudinger, who famously played for Notre Dame in 1975, had no talent at all, was 5'6", buck 50. He looked like Nico. And he was out there playing linebacker against Georgia Tech in the final game in 1975. And he had maybe the most famous sack in college football history. Got carried off by his teammates. That dude had no talent. Therefore, had all the hustle. And I just want one word on that poll that we put up on Maggie and Pearl on X. Rudy, Rudy, Rudy.
Well, I got to tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy. A walk-on senior, subject of a future article in yesterday's student newspaper, The Observer. After toiling for 2 years at Carnegie Field and...
Go get it, kid!
Give me a moment. One of the greatest moments in sports movie history. And did you know my favorite part about that movie that Vince Vaughn was the running back? Vince Vaughn and John Favreau became good friends and kind of wrote Swingers together, which is one of the great movies of all time. So I also get the coolness of Swingers in mind. Rudy is the greatest hustle player of all time.
Best football movie ever, right?
I mean, it depends.
Yeah, it's up there. The Titans?
If you were going to... I know Rudiger was real. I've met him. I've interviewed him. He's
a
real person.
Had it.
who walks around with the signed photos of himself being carried off the field. If you ever encounter him in like a airport or something, you can totally ask him for a photo. He's got him right there, and he's a gentleman of a man. But if you were going to go with a movie script, I'm surprised you didn't just go with Rocky. Just make it all fake.
What? No, I
because I don't
a
know
real...
if the Rudy Rudiger story happened the way that everyone says it happened.
It didn't.
Like Joe Montana said it didn't happen that way.
Yeah. Why don't you ask Rudy Allen whether it happened? The Georgia Tech quarterback who got taken down by Dan Ruttinger in 1975. It happened. It's not Rocky. It's really happened.
He got carried off by the Notre Dame.
And also, too, like he's quite famous. There's a Rudy Award that rewards football character. It's a real thing.
Yeah. No, it's a great selection. I actually did. I don't want to even admit it, but I did get goosebumps a little bit. It's the soundtrack of that movie, and the janitor always gets me, and the dad. My kids go to Notre Dame. I don't even root for Notre Dame.
I know. Nika, by the way, you just brought up a future great debate. Is it the greatest football movie? And there aren't a lot of great football movies, so it's not like baseball. Is it considered the greatest football movie?
I think it's a lot, on a lot of people's top five.
Bizarre Night, any given Sunday was weird.
But The Blind Side was pretty good.
Oh, geez, Louise.
Talk about fiction.
Yeah, I mean, like that. Since the lawsuits have come out from Michael Oher. Yeah, anyway, I should have gone Rocky, though. That probably could have won, too.
855-212-4227. It's Inspired. We're asking you, who is the greatest hustle player of all time, the greatest hustle athlete of all time? And got some good selections. I'm a little surprised that nobody picked one guy. I'm going to save it for a second. I thought this would definitely be the person that somebody would go with. Meanwhile, John is in Boise. Let's hit the phones. John, who's the greatest hustle player of all time?
For me, it's got to be Ronnie Lott. I mean, Nico might not know this, but he crushed his finger, you know, against Dallas and chose to have it amputated so he could come back faster. And that guy was all over the field everywhere.
God, you're right. I mean, Ronnie Lott is a great choice. Well, he comes up often in these great debates, John.
Bit too talented, maybe. That's the only downside. Like, he was also the best safety, one of the best that ever played.
So that's the whole thing. Yeah. It's like, can these hustle guys also be one of the greatest players? Now, I picked Pete Rose because this was inspired by him. Now, he's not one of the greatest players of all time in terms of pure talent, but he is.
He's the hit king, though, and that wasn't hustle.
And an MVP, and a rookie of the year, and a batting champ, and I can go on and on and on.
Killer hitter. Nico, Troy Polamalu is pretty talented, too.
Troy Polamalu is amazing.
But I think, you know what Nico's advantage is? That hair hustled. I mean, it was flying everywhere.
Hustle meant more because of the hair?
I know you're teasing, and I need to know who was the obvious person we missed, because I agree with Bogus. There were not a lot of, it's not so consensus-y.
There's one player who fits this to a T.
Yeah, Charlie Hustle. You picked him. Yeah.
No, we'll get to the other guy in a more modern example.
You're going to are you going to tell us in the break at least?
No. You guys will find out when the audience finds out. The greatest hustle athlete of all time. That's your great debate. 855-212-4227. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet. Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. And on X at Maggie Gray. You can download the Odyssey app. It's free. It's crystal clear. It's recommended. Sirius XM channel 158, another great way to find the show. I'm curious to know how your prize picks went last night, Perloff.
Let's move on to your prize picks.
Mine were great. Baseball season has been awesome for me on Prize Picks. And if you guys don't know, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while you watch baseball or football or a combination of the two. So here's what happens. You download the app. You pick two or more players across any sport. Then you pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks is what you need this time of year specifically.
And they even invented the flex pay, where you can still cash out even if one of your picks doesn't hit, which happened to me last night. Download the Prize Picks app today and use the code MNP and get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states where it's lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. It's really one of the many sad things about me is I really enjoy when I win a Twitter/X poll. We have one up. What's the best fit for Devontae Adams? And I said the Jets, and that is blowing away the competition. I think everyone thinks that the Jets and Aaron Rodgers makes the most sense, which means it probably won't happen the way NFL is. But we have to put up a new poll. EJ, what are the choices? The great debate today is the greatest hustle player in sports history. Who did you have on as an option?
It's always a tough decision because someone's got to get left off, unfortunately, because X only gives you four choices. So it is between Pete Rose, Rudy, because that's what Perloff asked for, just one name, didn't want the full name.
You didn't put Rudiger on there?
No, you got to put
I asked him twice.
I mean, people know it from the movie.
I asked him again to make sure.
People might not know Rudiger. They definitely
know Rudy, yeah.
I'm curious how this is going to work out. I don't think it's going to work out well for Pearl, but
I think Pete Rose is the front runner, but go ahead.
And then we have Dennis Rodman and then Dustin Pedroia. So sadly, Troy Polamalu did not make it onto this one. Sorry, young
You guys Nico. Are afraid of the hair. That's no, what it is.
I feel like somehow Troy Polamalu is going to jump, like, barge through the door of the studio and go over the top and knock us out.
Well, these days, he'll say, hey, you want some head and shoulders?
Which we would also take.
I'm very curious. This is an interesting battle between Pete Rose and Dennis Rodman. Those are two high-profile names. Sorry, Dustin Pedroia, Bogus's choice. I don't feel like that's going to come away the victor.
Well, I mean, it's a good selection. They're all good. You can go to @MaggieAndPerloff on X, and you can vote. @MaggieGray is where you can watch the show live if you want to. See what we look like. There's one person. So we had a caller who said Ronnie Lott. We see you guys on the phones. We'll get to him in 1 second. There's one person I think you're forgetting, or I'm surprised you didn't select. Now, EJ was closest, I thought, with Dennis Rodman. But is Draymond Green not that hustle guy? I mean, as a more modern... Rodman was a totally different... But Draymond Green is a second-round pick. All the little things that he does to make the Warriors and to contribute in such a huge way to that dynasty, doesn't Draymond Green have to be on this list?
Is he a loose ball guy? I feel like I'm picturing Draymond Green. He stands at the top of the key and distributes like crazy. Like he's an overachiever, which is related to hustling, and he's a glue guy. So I think, I don't know if all three of those things, are overachiever, glue guy, and hustle the same thing?
Yes.
I don't know. I think there's subtle distinctions.
You don't think that Draymond Green has gotten every ounce out of whatever his career was projected to be coming out of Michigan State? He has far exceeded that.
Well, and actually, I think the thing about Rodman, when there's a loose ball, he's going to go after like a maniac. That's not the first thing that comes to mind with me with Draymond Green. He probably does. But I feel like he's more of a selfless, I don't need to shoot the ball kind of guy. I don't think of him as necessarily just a hustle guy.
Well, then Marcus Smart should be the answer then. Well, because nobody flails around going after a loose ball.
Well, there is a hustle award. You know, the NBA has one. Marcus Smart has won it more than anybody.
Yeah, I know. And if you actually dig into the metrics, there's guys who are better, but he wins it because he's like all over the place.
Dig into the metrics of what?
Of hustle plays.
Oh, God. That's it.
Some podcasts that I can turn you on to.
Who is taking that metric? Like, give me a break. That is so subjective.
Tom Habershaw. Dana's in California has a thought. The great debate today, the greatest hustle player of all time. Who is it, Dana?
Good morning, you guys. I love waking up to you every morning. It's great. Maggie, you're just dreamy. The greatest hustle player in all time, Spud Webb. Shortest guy to play in the NBA. Was even in the slam dunk contest. That's hustle right there.
It's a good choice, Dana. I like it. I didn't think of Spud Webb just because he's the smallest. Does that mean that he gets the hustle?
Yeah. I get it. Totally understand where he's coming from. But, I mean, you say Spud Webb, I immediately think of the picture of him in the slam dunk contest. He must be 75 inches in the air. It's the craziest thing. Huge fan. Any excuse to bring up Spud Webb or Muggsy Bogues, I'm down with.
I was going to say, if you're going to go small hustle player, I feel like Bogues makes more sense because he was a pit bull defensively. Like, guarding guys way taller than him, getting steals, throwing his body in there, even though he's 5'3". He was actually smaller than Spud Webb. Spud Webb, I think, more of like an offensive player.
What about Gary Payton? Is he the better? He's obviously not short like that, but is he the better version of this?
He's the best defensive player in terms of perimeter. I don't know if I think of hustle, though.
He's wildly talented,
yeah,
too.
He's great, very talented. It does bring me something that Perloff said, too, because I agree that Draymond definitely is a hustle player. But when I think of Draymond, I think of him like defense, guarding somebody. If that's the first thing I think about, does that relate to hustle? Like, I feel like if I'm thinking of hustle, I'm thinking of guys getting loose balls. That's the first thing I'm doing.
Yeah, Draymond might be that guy.
He does do that, but I don't know if I don't think, I don't
he's
think
doing it
Rodman
and he's
level.
Kicking somebody in the junk while he's doing it. Although Rodman did that too, famously to a cameraman who sued him.
Draymond's now, he's still affected. He's too old to get down there on the court, too. Like, he's not diving. There's no way Draymond's going for loose balls now.
We're assuming in the prime.
I watched the Warriors last year. He stands in one place the entire time. He is definitely conserving energy.
We have some really good options from the chat. YouTube.com/InfinitySportsNet and Twitch.tv/InfinitySportsNetwork. Seeing some Allen Iverson from James and a couple other people. Allen Iverson is an all-time hustle player. Yes. When I think of Iverson, it's the talent. It's how fast he was. He was just so fast.
He can't be an MVP and be a hustle player. He's too good.
Right. That's the great debate today. The greatest hustle player of all time. And then Chuck saying Minnesota Fats, which is kind of funny.
So if he can't be an MVP, then like Pete Rose can't be an answer.
Right. Because he also won the MVP.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But I just don't think Iverson is the example. His hustle didn't supersede his talent.
I would say that he's more gritty than hustle.
I agree. I think of heart when I think of Allen Iverson. I don't know if I think hustle.
Daly's in the chat says Michael Chang. That's a good one. Michael Chang, the tennis player, was a baseline player, returned everything. But, yeah, hustle player. A little bit different. Adrian is in Maryland. Adrian, who's the greatest hustle player of all time?
I want to say he's the greatest hustle player. You got to pick somebody that's less talented, that overcame things. He goes with Gonzaga, John Stockton, Utah Jazz.
Stockton's a good one. It really is. What?
Why? He was really talented.
You can be talented and have hustle.
I think as we're having the discussion, I think talent and hustle are kind of diametrically opposed. Because we're saying guys who use hustle to overcome a deficit of talent, like Daniel Rudiger.
Oh, there it is.
This all comes back.
But you guys do know what I'm saying. When you say hustle player, you mean that kind of implies that he doesn't have a world of talent.
Yeah, but your guy, while he worked his butt off, was gifted with two plays at the end of a game.
Three.
He didn't. Three. He wasn't on the team all the time playing an actual role.
Bogus. Come on.
Hey, Perloff, I got a fixing guy for you.
Hit me.
I don't know if you guys ever seen the movie. It's an old movie. The fish that saved Pittsburgh. Remember the guy that was getting fouled and they needed him to go to the free throw line to win the game? Fish that saved Pittsburgh. I don't know if you guys remember that movie.
That's the one. Is that the one with Dr. J? That's the one with Dr. J and Jonathan Winters, right? Because there's another one, Fast Break, with Gabe Kaplan that was similar.
Yep. Have a great day, guys.
Adrian, thank you so much for that. Quickly, Charles is in Maine. Charles, the greatest hustle player of all time was who?
Well, he's not the greatest player, and I'll acknowledge that up front, but I think you should give a little bit more glory to people like Matthew Slater,
sure,
who are special teams players. How many other special teams players have people heard of?
Well, how about Maggie's guy, Steve Tasker?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's fair. I didn't hear that.
That's a two guy. It's Slater and Tasker, the only two that we've ever heard of.
Well, but Slater was a Pro Bowl player multiple times. And I'm not even a Patriots fan, although I live in Maine. But Matthew Slater, everyone's heard of. Tasker, you're right. He got me beat there.
But
he got me beat with...
Charles, just so you know, a lot of us brought up Matthew Slater.
We did. That was last night. Okay. We were talking about it. So it's a great selection. We appreciate you making the phone call. The greatest hustle player of all time. You were like, you should go with Steve Tasker. But like, I'm going to go with Pete Rose because this was inspired by Pete Rose and he is the right answer. Bogish, and I wanted to win the poll.
By the way, 10-time Pro Bowler Matthew Slater. Is that crazy? 10 Pro Bowls, 5 first-team All-Pros. He'll be a finalist for the Hall of Fame. I don't think he makes it. But a wide receiver who never played wide receiver. It's an incredible story. Yeah.
We also talked about him with greatest father-sons, right? Didn't Matthew Slater come up in
Jackie Slater? Yeah.
Another great debate. Bogish has headlines for us on this very busy morning. Hello.
It's the other question of the morning. Who the hell does Texas State think it is? The Bobcats have only been playing FBS football since 2012. They only made their first bowl game last season, and they have the audacity to say no thanks to the Mountain West. Texas State announcing yesterday it'll stay in the Sun Belt after receiving that upgrade invite from the MWC.
But where is Texas State, by the way?
Texas. But Gonzaga
It says right in the title, bro.
But Gonzaga's on the move. EJ's favorite college basketball program is moving to the Pac-12 in July 2026.
Let's go.
Now, some would say Fernando Tatis Jr. and Michael King are to the Padres what the prostate and urethra are to the male reproductive system.
Whoa.
Tatis Jr. with a two-run first inning home run, while King blanked the Braves over seven, striking out 12. Their Padres, a 4-0 roll in the sheets to start their wild card round. Braves manager Brian Snitker happy. King is in their past.
You know, we didn't score because he did a great job. He did a great way. We had some opportunities and made pitches when he had to. And, you know, it's just, it was a lot to do with him and instead of us.
King is the first pitcher ever to strike out 12 without allowing a run or a walk in his first career postseason start.
Do we have to explain this to people? We might.
You asked for this, Maggie. You're like bogus. Give me some prostate jokes. No, here we go.
To blame me when Perloff is the one who looked at me during the first break and said, "Do women have prostates?" Blame Perloff.
Well,
I mean,
you set the over-under on prostate jokes last hour, so I had to accept that challenge.
That's just because I know you, and I figured you would probably put it in the next break, yeah.
That was a joke?
No, he's really the prostate and urethra of the Padres.
Can I go, please?
I mean, it's just like...
It's SAT prep.
Everyone calls him that.
But jokes are funny, though. That's what I didn't understand.
It was a little on the nose.
It just felt like, I don't know, bogus. I've seen you do better work.
All right. You make a prostate joke. Learn what it is, who's got it, and then you make a joke.
Challenge accepted.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to not sound childish when you're making a prostate joke, but please proceed with the baseball highlights.
I did find out, though, in my research this morning that while Maggie does not technically have a prostate, she does have prostate-like glands that are called Skene's glands.
Paul Skene's?
Yeah. That's what he did before baseball.
I love that you say that I don't technically have one. You're going to really... You're going to confuse people. I don't have a prostate.
Ladies don't have prostates, yes. But they have other things not called prostate that may have a similar-ish role in your body as to ours.
Can I just say one thing? Okay, so I was an idiot. I didn't know much about the prostate. But this, the way you guys, sometimes you guys do this. I'm looking at you, Andrew Bogus. I'm looking at you, Maggie Gray, where you act like, oh, you're such an idiot for not knowing that. Acting as if you spent 8 years in medical school. Do you have any idea what's going on? Well, sometimes you guys come off a little bit condescending over little things when you have no idea what the function of most of the organs is.
If I asked you how your uterus was feeling today, you should make fun of me.
Yes, but the uterus is obvious. Everyone knows what the uterus
is. So is the prostate.
Yeah, you have one. You don't have the slightest idea walking in this morning what a prostate does.
That's not the point. I know that Maggie doesn't have, all women don't have one. It's why when they do it during baseball season, the fundraising weekend, they talk about dads and the bats are blue and baseball and the gloves are blue. It's for men. It's a men's disease.
Says you.
Says everyone.
Says science.
favorite is, too, when you guys come in like that all condescending, and then once in out of every 5 or 10 times, you're wrong, and then I just remember that moment.
Name one.
Oh, my God. I will start taking a list.
Can't wait for that list. Top three things Perloff was actually right about that everyone else was wrong about. That video is coming up soon.
Do you realize when one person out of the whole group has gone to an Ivy League school, then anytime we get one over on you, we've got to celebrate it. Now, what you did get me with, I said, do women have prostates? Ha, ha, ha. No, of course we don't. What does the prostate do? And I was like, you got me on that. Had to look it up a little bit. I had an idea, but I just wanted to make 100% sure. Now we know.
Really? You had an idea? I had no idea.
Well, just with the location.
Yeah.
I had an idea.
Honestly.
I didn't think it regulated your heartbeat. Put it that way.
I would have thought, because when you have prostate issues, you have to go to the bathroom all the time. I thought it was something like that, and it's not. It's something completely different.
Well, I think because it presses down, it's large up against your bladder, which makes you have to pee.
This whole bit is, I think, we're doing a community service here by talking about prostate, because everyone should get it checked.
This is the sign. If you were thinking about it, this is the sign. Us talking about this today to you in the car right now is your sign to go to the doctor.
If you woke up 3 times last night to go to the bathroom, get your prostate checked.
Yeah, take that, Joe Torre. You know, Joe Torre often speaks on the importance of having prostate checks.
Oh, wow. Right. Yeah. So I'm the unfunny one in the room.
I didn't want to touch that one.
I'm backing away.
Joe Torre had it. Oh, God, that was insensitive. Anyway, but he's always, I always see his commercials. He would like this, too. He wants people talking about prostate cancer.
That is true. I mean,
he's big. I would say he's a number one advocate. Anyway, back to you, Nico.
And you clearly got his message.
I did.
I was like, what is Joe Torre?
I'm in the doctor's office, and
Should my mom look into this?
No, I always think about Joe Torre. I mean, the ads are working.
They are.
Moon River.
Someone got some Jeopardy music or some elevator music.
And again, the great debate today is the greatest hustle player of all time. It has nothing to do with this. Go ahead. Is there more?
Yeah, the Mets beat the Brewers 8-4. Something happened there. The Karl-Anthony Towns trade to the Knicks is almost finally maybe done. New York and Minnesota have recruited the Hornets to take on some contracts to make all this money work. Charlotte gets 3 second-round picks for its help. And Sabrina Ionescu with 24 points to lead the Liberty past the Aces in their game 2, 88-84. The best-of-5 semifinal resumes in Vegas on Friday night. No team in WNBA history has rallied from an 0-2 hole, so it's good that the Lynx beat the Suns 77-70 for a split in Minnesota. Back to you, Maggie.
Thank you, Bogish. That all went great.
One way to put it.
Our great debate question today is, who is the greatest hustle player of all time? Sam's in Erie, Pennsylvania. Sam, who do you have?
The greatest hustle player of all time is your boy Don Beebe. I mean, he goes down in history with the greatest hustle play of all time.
Don Beebe is a fantastic nominee for this award, without a doubt. He actually got in the chat a little bit, too. Beebe with an all-timer. It's funny. It's like Beebe, a little, I know LeBron would never win this, but the chase down block of Iguodala, like guys who have these incredible hustle plays. Obviously, the Leon Lett play with Don Beebe. But, Sam, it's a great one.
Thank you.
Appreciate you checking in. Yes.
Jeter's play in Oakland is on hustle play lists.
Jeter going into the stands, too, bloodying up his face against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
That was against the Red Sox. Yeah.
There are fans who think that was, like, phony.
Talk about the most overrated play of all time.
I know I'm sitting next to someone who thinks that.
I would say a large majority of people think that. And, by the way, Nico, you're on... About 90% of his homers went 300 feet to right field because that fence is right behind the second baseman.
Yeah, but Jeter was never that. He wasn't like known to being a home run hitter.
He is the most overrated player in sports history. There is no, and there's no doubt about it.
Wait, which hustle play you say is eyewash? Not the Oakland one. No, about going into the stands.
Yeah, going into the stands. That is,
his face
took,
was bloody.
Seven steps from the time he caught the ball to when he actually went into the stands. He could have totally stopped.
Yeah, he could not have stopped. I disagree with you guys on this one. Does Derek Jeter belong on this list, by the way?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think he had enough plays like that.
Good player. Played all the time.
Played the right way. I don't think he was a hustle player.
I do. I think of him as a hustle player. Timothy is in Michigan, has got an odd one for us. Timothy, explain yourself on this great debate.
Well, it's for those of us who live in an alternate reality. I say it's Don King. He has to be the greatest hustler of all time.
Now, this is a very Pipilotti-esque way to take this thing. We said Minnesota Fats was the other one. Don King is a huckster.
A huckster. No, he's the greatest ticket salesman since Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah, he's up there. Timothy, thank you. Don King, Vince McMahon, these guys who are the entertainers and with unsavory backgrounds, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the actual, another definition of hustler, yeah, I could see Don King. I mean, this
running
guy was...
numbers back in the day in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, I mean, this guy was doing whatever it took to become what he became.
Yeah, he killed a man.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's public record. And him as a boxing promoter. Okay, got a lot more for you from the chat. Mario Elie. Greatest hustle players of all time. That was from Kevin, our pal in San Antonio. Ben Wallace, kind of in the Rodman vein. As EJ, that was his pick. Lenny Dykstra, a little bit like Pete Rose, my pick. Greg Jennings was another pick. 855-212-4227. Keep them coming. The greatest hustle player of all time. Coming up in the next hour, Jeff Francoeur is going to join us. We'll talk a little baseball playoffs. But coming up next, we have to get to the Pittsburgh Steelers. What's going on with the quarterback situation?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll tell you next. Great debate today. Who is the greatest hustle athlete of all time? Obviously, this is a tribute to Pete Rose, who passed away this week at 83. You guys have had some incredible nominees for the greatest hustle player of all time. Let's go to Mike, who's in Seattle. We had not thought of this gentleman. Mike, how are you?
I'm great. Even though I live in Seattle, I'm not a Seahawks fan. I'm a diehard Eagles fan. I'm from Philly originally. But Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, man. That guy was a hustle. He was unreal.
I kind of like this. He's not the first person that comes to mind because I think of bowling over people.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different, tough. A little bit, Mike, it's a different category.
No, I like it for this category. I think Mike's onto something. I think it's us who are off here. I think Marshawn Lynch is that hustle guy.
Well, Derrick Henry runs over people. Nobody calls him a hustle guy. Why is Marshawn different than the other bruising running backs?
I would say it was that one play. That one play was just unbelievable.
Which one? The one from this week or the stiff arm of Josh Norman?
No. He's talking about the Marshawn Lynch.
Sorry. For a second, I thought you were talking about Derrick Henry. Yeah, exactly. One of the greatest plays ever. See, the other thing I love about Marshawn Lynch, and everyone obviously will think about him with Seattle, and rightfully so, I think about him with Buffalo. He was an original draft pick of the Bills. They were terrible, and he played on a broken leg. That's crazy for a team that was going nowhere, had nothing to play for.
He's also a bit talented for the hustle. Like, was he a first-round pick? He was close, right?
Yeah. The talented thing, though, is, like, that you can have talent and be a hustle player. It's just, did you get every ounce of it? Like, did you exceed all of your expectations or what have you because of how hard you played the game?
I think, though, that, first of all, I think when you talk about hustle players, you're implying that their hustle made up for a lack of talent. That's, generally, it's like a, you know,
I want to enter.
I think it's more like I want to introduce you to this woman. She has a great personality. No. I don't think when somebody's wildly talented, you note their hustle. I think it's the last thing you talk about. I'm being serious. Like, if you're like, oh, if I told you blindly, look at this draft, oh, he's a great hustler, you immediately say, oh, like either he's slow or a bad shot or something's wrong with him. No?
No, because I don't see it as a negative. I don't see it as if you described an athlete as a hustle player, I think that's a positive. And they can be very talented, just like a star can be a glue guy. You say glue guy, is that like saying she's got a good personality, she's pretty?
But 1,000%.
But isn't Tom Brady a glue guy?
No.
I mean,
Tom Brady's a glue guy? No way. He's a goat.
I get it, but he can also galvanize a locker room.
No, he's a leader. He's not a glue guy. Totally different category. Oh. Wait, hold on. Tom Brady a glue guy? Does anyone think he's a glue guy? He's too handsome to be a glue guy.
Doesn't mean anything.
I don't think of him as a glue guy.
He's a goat.
That's like saying Jordan's a glue guy.
That's okay. You mentioned LeBron James. Like, LeBron James can't be in this category. He's way too talented.
Well, the other part is LeBron's defense kind of went in and out a little bit. But he does have one of the most memorable LeBron plays of all time. His whole career, we're going to go through 25 years of LeBron James and what's going to be the memorable moment. The chase down block on Iguodala. That's a hustle play.
Well, generally, like the great players, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, LeBron, they all don't play any defense and play the passing lanes and make these spectacular plays. Like, they're not hustlers.
Okay,
they're
what about
talented.
Larry Bird?
Larry Bird was not, he conserved energy. Like, he was awesome, but I don't think of it. No, he's like the fifth best player of all time. There's nothing hustle about that.
Gary is in California. Gary, the greatest hustle player of all time was who?
Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, that's a good one. The stolen bases, obviously. How Ricky played.
No.
You don't get credit for stolen bases?
Ricky Henderson is the most wildly talented baseball player of all time, almost.
He was very aggressive, though.
But that wasn't hustle. That was something different, I think. Like he,
why not?
I don't know, because he's a diva, too. Because
he played till he's 42, didn't he?
What's that?
Didn't he play till he's 42 years old?
Yeah.
He'd play now if he could. Ricky would play forever.
I just think he's like too spectacular to be a hustle player.
He's on the bases like Pete Rose. He's very aggressive. He would try to spike you, run you over when he's still throwing the bases, still the bases. I like Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, Gary, I'm with you. Let Perloff get you down.
He did not run the bases like Pete Rose at all. Pete Rose was not super fast, but made up for that with incredible hustle and tenacity. Ricky Henderson was blazing fast.
Right, but never you leaned into that one skill in a way, and had way other skills too, but leaned into that to the point where he wrote himself into the record books.
No,
that's also not resting on your laurels. You know, that's not just like, oh, you had speed and you never. I agree. I think Ricky Henderson is a hustle player.
When you think of Ricky Henderson, you think of the personality, you think of third person, you think of all time leader and lead off home runs. Hustle is not on that list. Sorry.
Kevin is in Vancouver. This is going to go to our question, can one of the greatest players ever also be a hustle player? Kevin, who's your selection?
Willie Mays. He was just a vacuum in the outfield, and he was aggressive on the base pass.
Yeah, Kevin, see, I'm going to agree with you because I think an all-time great player can also be considered a hustle player. Now, my selection was Pete Rose, who obviously won an MVP, Rookie of the Year, all that stuff. So I'm with Kevin on this one. I know, Perloff, you picked Rudy Rudiger. Yeah. So you clearly have a different definition of what it means to be a great hustle
player.
Can't
put goats on this list. Here's a New York Post headline. Ricky Henderson doesn't do hustle. Henderson's me-first attitude, all too typical. Yeah, like he would take plays off like he was a diva.
Okay, but I think you're also thinking about the off the field personality, right?
No, on the field, I think he came and went. Like he was, I just think there were all sorts of categories, and diva is the opposite of a hustle guy. Henderson was fantastic, but
our pal Big Dave in Kentucky, Dave, I thought you'd go with a cowboy here, but you got someone else.
Yeah, what about George Brett, the poor man's Pete Rose?
That's a good one. George Brett definitely belongs.
George Brett. Absolutely. Why George Brett?
He was so hard-nosed, man. I mean, head first. He was a lot like Pete Rose. Mm-hmm. Listen, his hustle from the dugout to home plate on the ump over the Pine Tar home run against the Yankees was enough to put this category alone.
You know what, Dave? It's a great selection. Great hearing from you. Thanks so much.
George Brett had the sweetest swing. Oh, work of art.
855-212-4227. See you guys on the phones. You want to keep them coming. The greatest hustle players of all time as a tribute send up to the late Pete Rose. Okay, lots more to do. Devontae Adams wants a trade. The team wants to trade him. So where should he go? Who can he help? Do that next.